I want to say thank you to Katie Bonner at Groovin' Gourmets, who dropped off a nice little food platter for us this morning. Never too early for wings, right, Paulie?
No, it's not.
I'm kind of a big fan here of the pigs in a blanket.
All those things are so good.
Pigs in a blanket. We got some pulled pork barbecue sliders, spring rolls. You are looking for an upcoming game, maybe holiday party, maybe some apps to put out there. Groovin' Gourmets, the game day menu. You can check it out at groovinggourmets.com. They're also on Facebook. Maybe you'd like to order a platter from Groovin' Gourmets next Thursday while you're watching the Camping World Bowl from Orlando. It's Virginia Tech. It's Oklahoma State. And John Lazer will be on the call. And Lazer joins us now, brought to you by Callen Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Lazer will be there. Mike Burnup will be there. I'll be there. But unfortunately, Lazer, no Cam Phillips. And that, I saw that news come across yesterday, and you know Cam better than I do. I've gotten a chance to know him a little bit more on a personal level this year doing postgame. Just a real disappointing end to a fantastic record-setting career.
Yeah, it is. And I know that he is pretty disappointed that he won't be able to play in this game, particularly against, you know, the guy that won all the awards that he was gunning for in James Washington. So I think he would have loved to have gone out, and Cam likes to put on a show. He's not going to be able to put on a show down in Orlando, but hopefully it will be the best decision for him long term in terms of what his pro prospects are going to be and the opportunities that he'll have at the next level. And I think this was something, I know this was something that kind of cropped up on him back in camp in August and was kind of nagging him. So, you know, getting it back to 100% to make sure he goes out and has the best performance he can for the NFL scouts, I think, is his priority in the next couple of months. And obviously we wish him the best in that endeavor, but it's going to make it an uphill climb for this Tech offense, certainly.
That's a great transition, because not only are you without him, and I know you can roll your eyes when you say leading rusher Trayvon McMillan, but they're without their leading receiver, without their leading rusher. So, Lays, besides Josh Jackson, this isn't a who. How many guys have got to step up next Thursday?
Well, again, it's multiple, but it's not guys that you haven't already asked to step up this season. Trayvon McMillan, you know, leading rusher, yes, had some good performances, but also had some ghost performances where he either did not play in a surprising fashion or only had a carry or two, and that's not a knock on Trayvon. It's just the way that it's gone this season. So you've already identified who those guys are going to be, and that's Stephen Peoples and Jalen Holston and Deshaun McLeese, who's looked great in this bowl practice period. So I think you feel okay about where your running game is. Cam Phillips, you know, you don't replace him. You don't replace your all-time leading receiver in program history just by snapping your fingers. But at the same time, Eric Kuma's really come on over the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. Sean Savoy hopefully will be healthy again after that hamstring kept him out of UVA. And that gave his absence actually gave a lot of opportunity to Hezekiah Grimsley, who I thought had a nice game against Virginia. So it's definitely a loss. You know, there's no way around that. But you feel like you have the talent, although it's youthful, and we've been saying this all year, haven't we, Wes, just more dramatically now, that you can put some points on the board. And Brad Cornelison hopefully will be able to find a way to manufacture some opportunities to do that.
Hopefully, because I know this is being billed as Virginia Tech's D against Oklahoma State's offense. Bud Foster saying yesterday it's the most prolific offense that he's ever played, and that's saying something. But you do need offense, and you do have to find a way, especially with this fast-paced offense of the Cowboys. You got to find a way to keep your offense on the field so you don't wear down your defense.
Yeah, and you got to run the ball. I mean, that's basically it. You know, I don't think you take the onus and say, guys, we need to do anything differently as an offense to try to hold the football. You know, I think your defensive effort's going to be your defensive effort. So, in a perfect world, would you love to do what you did to Virginia and keep their offense over there for all but 8 minutes in the second half? Absolutely. And that would, I would imagine, Wes, will be the game plan going in. I think you'll see the Hokies run the football a lot early in that game.
He's John Lazer, voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Callen Gates. Coverage begins next Thursday at 3:30 right here on Fox Sports 910 and across all your Hokie affiliates. And it's odd, ironic, I don't know if I'm using the right word here, that the season ends with an opponent similar to the first. You had West Virginia, the offense, quick-paced. It's just that Oklahoma State is better than West Virginia.
Yeah, I was going to say, they profile the same way, but let's make no mistake about it. And I certainly do mean to disrespect West Virginia, because I get a $1,000 bonus when I do that around the holidays. This is a much better team than West Virginia.
National Signing Day, early signing day, part one in the books. Give me the guy of this class that you believe we're going to be talking about the most in 3 years.
Quincy Patterson. And I'm not saying that he's going to be a breakout star immediately, but You know, I think when you look at the physical makeup of him, 6'4", 235 at the moment, and potentially even still getting taller, you know, he's a guy that's going to have the physical characteristics to be a star in college. But I'll give you beyond the obvious ones. I think Shamari Cross is going to come in, or Shamari Connor, excuse me, is going to come in and be a phenomenal member of defensive back university. And since I've just misidentified his last name, DJ Cross, and I think has that opportunity as well. The Hokies did really well in this class. Wes, you know, as Justin Fuente told us yesterday, you know, whatever the experts or so-called experts are going to rank us or say, we feel like we got a lot better and we got a lot faster. And he said we took a half step in that direction last year. We took a full big step this year in terms of adding that speed, because I still think to this point you still truly haven't seen the identity of what Justin and Brad want to run in Blacksburg due to the lack of depth of personnel. And I think that this group with a lot of speed, you know, Trey Turner is also a guy that pops up to the top of that conversation, is going to be able to help you get there.
My friend, have yourself a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and I will catch you in about a week down there in Orlando, Florida. Look forward to working with you again.
I'll see you, buddy. I'm looking forward to that as well. Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas to you, the missus, and the little one.
You got it, buddy. See you soon.
See ya.
It's John Lazor. At Lays VT on Twitter, and he's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case.